in the 24th Psalms. If everyone's there, we're going to read the first seven verses together this morning. Because there's something about when you read these words and you say these words for yourself, they have more a significant meaning to you. It's something else when you hear it, but when you read it and you say it, and if you are capable of believing what it says, then it will help you on your journey. Let us read. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend to the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who have not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. He shall receive the blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Supporting scripture, Paul's writing to the Colossians, the third chapter, the first and the second verse reads as thus. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. On the basis of those verses, we like to speak from the thought this morning. It's time to lift up your head. It's time to lift up your head. Hallelujah. Anybody out there believe in God? If there ever was a time that we, the people of God, need to believe in God, it's definitely right now. Hallelujah, hallelujah. There are a whole lot of things that man can do, but there's a lot of things man cannot do. I don't care who he is. But God can do anything but fail. It was God that created us from the dust of the ground and breathed into our nostrils the breath of life. And after that, we became living souls. It was God that loved us so much that he allowed his only begotten son in the person of Jesus the Christ to die for your sins and for my sins. It was God that said that I will never leave thee, neither will I forsake thee, for I am the Lord thy God, I change not. We go through a lot of changes in our life, but we serve a God that never, ever changes. Something about God encourages our hearts, encourages our mind, and it tells us that some way, somehow, things will work out for the good. For the Bible says, to them that love God according, who are called according to his purpose. And God has a purpose for the things that we are going through even now. As we, the people of God, enjoy the blessings that God has allowed us another opportunity to come together to worship him in spirit and in truth. And we praise and we thank God for all that he has done, is doing, and is yet still to do. And if I was to ask you to do one thing this morning, it would be to pray for our nation. That we, the people of God, would humble ourselves and pray and seek the Lord's face and turn from our evil ways. The Bible declares that then will he speak from the heavens, forgive our sins, and heal our land. One thing we can all agree on is that our land of freedom and prosperity has turned to a system of bondage and homelessness. It's been said that we are having one of the most important elections of all time. And as we witness history unfolding right before our eyes, which is a great and a wonderful thing, but we have to realize that as we witness this thing, we are living in what we call the United States of America, where it used to be a place where we thought that everything would be all right. But the United States, as well as all other nations around the world, is in a worse condition right now than we've ever seen it be in our lifetime. That there are a lot of folk that's gone through a lot worse than what we are going through, but it's our time now, so we have to deal with it in the way that we know how to deal with it. And some of us don't know how to deal with the pressures of the land. Some of us don't know how to deal with the fact of hearing that all the banks are crashing and so many things that are happening around us. We feel it. We feel it when we have to pay at the gas pump. We feel it when we go to the grocery store, but there are a lot of other things that we may not be directly involved in that actually involves and takes a part in our lives. We got to understand that the world system in which it stands, all of this world needs to be led by God. We tend to have forgotten where our strength comes from. We know this morning that the word teaches us that in this life, you are going to have trials and tribulations. But Jesus said, be of good cheer, I've already overcome the world. We realize also that in this life, we're going to have trouble. But some of the old saints used to say, trouble don't last always. Isn't it a good thing to know that trouble has a way of getting out the way? We know that everybody knows what it is to have a little trouble in your life. Everybody knows what it is to have a little heartache and to struggle a little bit. Anybody in here know anything about struggling? Anything about making ends meet, anything about sort of scratching things out. You know how it is. Sometimes you got to make that money scratch you all week long. You got to make that food scratch through all week long. And every now and then you might not be able to get everything that you want. But we serve a God that said he will supply our every need. We got to understand that we are living in a time where it seems like consistently things are getting worse instead of better. So when things began to get worse and it continues to get worse, somebody may even question and ask God, Lord, how long? How long are we going to have to go through this? We hear them talking about it's going to get worse before it get better. We hear them talking about it's not going to be an immediate change, that it's going to take some time for things to get better. And I agree, it is going to take some time. We know how it is. We made some messes in our own lives, in our own finances. And anytime you get behind, you just can't snap your finger and get caught right back up. Yeah, it takes some time. It takes some preparation. And most of all, it takes some prayer and discipline. We have to pray to God to give us an insight on the things that we need to do. We understand this morning that things are bad all over the world, but we got to understand that it's the people of the world. It's not the world. A tree hadn't did anything to you. Those flowers out there, they don't do anything to you. The birds that fly through the air, they're not bothering you. They're flying wherever they want to go. But there's somebody out there sitting in a tree right now waiting to shoot down one of the birds. We got deer that are running wild in the field, but they got to understand that they're not doing anything to us. We find them dashing out in the front of the car sometime, and we get very upset, and we'll tear our automobile up trying not to hit the deer. But you got to understand that everybody is doing what is instinctively in them to do. When we get in fear, we get afraid, we get defensive, and we put our guards up. But when we are at peace with God, we learn how to hold our heads up high anyway. We learn how to go and go from one day to the next, knowing that somehow God is going to make a way. People from all walks of life are downhearted and experiencing what we call rough times. Depression and homelessness surrounds us. And yes, many there are that are walking around with their heads hung down. You know how it is sometimes when you see somebody walking and their head is hung down, it sort of sends a message to some. And that message is a negative message. Sometimes you ever heard somebody say, oh, it's not that bad. Lift your head up. Somebody tell you, it's going to be all right. Lift your head up. See what they don't understand, because I got that problem sometimes. I got that problem when I'm walking along, even on the job. I walk and I have my head down. And now I'm not upset. I'm not mad. I'm not discouraged. But I got that from my daddy. That's what I heard. So you walk just like your daddy. He's always walking with his head down. And that's where I picked that up from, I guess. And I just have that tendency to do that. But I have people that are concerned about me, that love me, that are my friend, that don't understand that that's hereditary. And I got that from daddy. They think that I'm going through something. So they said, John, hold your head up. It's not that bad. Yeah, anybody know what I'm talking about in here? See, everybody don't know your story. Everybody don't know where you come from and what you've been going through. All they see is the outside, and they assume in their mind what is going on. But you don't know what's going on in your neighbor's life. You don't know what makes them tick. You don't know what it is that'll make them hold on and hold out. Just because they look like they're sad to you, they might not be sad. Just because they look like they're acting a fool and got a lot of joy, they might not be that happy. You ever seen any folks sometime that tell you that I'm laughing to keep from crying? Yeah. Oh, come on with me this morning. But there come a time in your life when you don't know what to do. Sometimes you want to run, sometimes you want to cry, sometimes you want to pull your sleeve back and fight, but you got to learn to let the Lord fight your battle. Jesus said, vengeance is mine, so said the Lord our God. And I believe what he said, Father. I believe that God will fight our battles for us. We're in a battle right now all over the world. There's a battle going on. Yes, yes, we live in an area where all the manufacturers are about closing up, but God hadn't closed the heavens. There's still some blessings up there that's still going to come down. There's still some blessings, quiet, that we're not going to have enough room for. You better thank God for what you got. It's time to lift up your head. The Bible says, to everything, there's a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to break down. But then the Bible says there's a time to build up. See, we might be going through the breakdown time right now. But just understand that it's only for a season. Just understand that, as Nisi sung last week, it's only a test. You're just going through a test of your faith. You're going through a test of how much you can take before you throw up your hands in despair. See, that old enemy, he knows when he's getting the best of you. Because when he got the best of you, he'll make you get on a stool of do nothing. When he got the best of you, he'll make you crawl up in a corner somewhere and feel sorry for yourself. When he's getting the best of you, he'll make you think nobody loves you. But you got to understand that your love comes from God. You got to know that the Lord that you serve will make a way out of no way. You got to understand this morning that we serve a God that said that if you have any problems in your life, you can come to me and I'll take care of every one of your problems. Do anybody remember the invitation that came from Jesus? Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that burden and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Anybody tried Jesus? Anybody went to the Lord in prayer? Anybody know that anything I take to the Lord can work it out? Anybody tired of walking around with your head hung down? I want you to know this morning that if you walk around with your head hung down too much, you mess around and get a cramp in the back of your neck. And you might not be able to get your neck back up and acting right. Anybody know what it is to have a stiff neck? Stiff neck can come from holding your head the wrong way too long. I learned how to stop leaning my head all the way down and trust the power of the Almighty God. Don't you know I serve a God that is the supply of all of my needs? I'm reminded when David said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Why do I not want for anything? Because my God shall supply all of my needs according to his riches and glory. Anybody know anything about God? Anybody know the Lord will make a way out of no way? I wonder this morning if there are witnesses in the house
in the midst of all of God's people, they were almost at a point of giving up. But somehow, in some way, God stepped in and spoke to your heart in a small, still voice. Said, hold on and hold out. Everything gonna be all right. I know you got pain in your body, but I am a healer. I am the doctor that never lost a case. I allow some things to happen in your life, but don't give up your hope on me. Don't walk around with your head hung down, because I am the Lord thy God. The Bible says the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded it upon the seas. He has established it upon the flood. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Or who shall stand in the holy place? Will you stand this morning for that God that is right? Will you stand this morning and tell the Lord whose side you're on? The Bible says, he that have clean hands and a pure heart, who have not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessing from the Lord and righteousness of God of our salvation. I like the sixth verse. He said, this is the generation of them that seek him. For the Bible says that if we don't want to act right, if we don't want to live right, Jesus said, I'm going to take my little children and I'm going to build me up a nation that will be obedient to my word. I'm going to build up a nation that won't walk around with their head hung down. I'm going to build up a nation that when things get bad, they don't go running in the other direction, but they come boldly before the throne of grace. Say, here I am, Lord. Oh, yes, it's me. One more time. I'm looking for mercy. I'm looking for grace. I'm looking for deliverance. I'm looking for salvation. I'm looking for a healing. Anybody need healing this morning? I want you to stand in line, because you're next in line of a miracle. God has a miracle waiting on you this morning. But God told me to tell you that it's time to lift up your head. Stop walking around with your head down. Lift up your head, oh ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, for the King of glory shall come in. Well, there was a question asked, who is the King of glory? The Bible says, the Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your head, oh ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. If you lift up your head, if you stop waking around, walking around like you don't have a friend, walking around like you don't know the Savior, I know that every now and then you might be down and out. Every now and then you may be on the bed of affliction, but when you lay there flat on your back, remember the 121st Psalm, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hill from which cometh my help. I know that my help comes from the Lord. You better lift up your head, look up to the hills of Zion, knowing that the hills of Zion, not the hill themselves, but Jehovah God that made the hill, Jehovah God that made you from the dust of the ground, Jehovah God that made a way out of no way. The Bible said, if we love God, if we say we're on the Lord's side, why are we always down? Why are we always murmuring? Why are we always complaining? Why are we always worried about how we're going to make it? All you got to do is lift up your head, look up to the hill, know that that's where your strength comes from. The Bible said, when he talked to Paul to the Colossians, that if ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. See, so many times we are worried about things down here on the earth, but the Bible said, set your affection on things above and not on the things of the earth. Don't worry about what's going to happen tomorrow. Thank God for this day, for this is the day that the Lord God has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. I'm glad that I got a right to salvation. I'm glad that salvation is mine. I heard somebody say that one day we shall have eternal life if we hold on and hold out. If you know God as your Savior, if you say that He is the risen Savior, then why are you worried about tomorrow? The Bible says that we ought to call on the name of the Lord. I come to tell somebody, if you're worried, don't pray. If you pray, don't worry. Anybody praying? Anybody trust Him? Anybody know that God will make a way out of no way? It's time to lift up your head. It's time to stop walking around in self-pity, but hold your head up high. Put a smile back on your face. Tell that old devil you are a lie and the truth ain't in you. Tell that devil I'm coming back and I'm going to take back what the devil thought he stole from me. Because what he thought he had, he didn't get it from me. Because this job that I have, the world didn't give it to me. And the world can't take it away. Anybody got joy? Say yeah. Say yeah. Anybody love the Lord? You better learn how to trust the power of God. I found out that I can lift up my eyes to the hills of God, and God will make a way out of no way. I found out that if I take one step, God will take two. I take another step, God will take two. I take another step, God will take two. And after a while, I'm closer than I was before. My today is better than my yesterday. My tomorrow gonna be better than my today. For if the Lord our God wake me up in the morning, I want to tell the Lord, thank you for this another day's journey. I want to tell somebody this morning that it's time to lift up your head. Stop walking around feeling sorry for yourself. Stop walking around crying the blues all the time. Don't nobody want to hear your sad story, because everybody got a sad story. Everybody catching hell on the left and hell on the right, but they learn to put their eyes on Jesus and not lean to their own understanding, but understand this, that the God we serve, He will make a way out of no way.